At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is everybody's phones off?
Is everybody
in? My phone's on, do not disturb.
Susie,
wow,
you
overachiever.
Okay. You didn't go to the fight prepare.
too soon.
Okay, sorry. Okay, all
it's
right.
Fine. It's fine. I have to. If I don't roast myself and my friends don't roast me, who's gonna roast me?
Exactly. But we were there. Well, we weren't there, but we were in that
in
living
spirit,
room
we
watching.
There.
How was that? Or did we start? Yeah.
How was Rhode Island?
Wait. Let's start. Let's get right into the intro. Let's do the intro.
It's coffee time.
Cut that F word. I said it too soon.
It's coffee time, baby. Woo! Everybody baby do that conga. Come on, everybody baby do that conga.
Ow!
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. That's Heath.
That's Zane.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And
Wait, Susie.
And we got one of your favorite guests that we've ever had on. Back to the Unfiltered set. We got Susie Antonio.
Wait, what was your fighter name? What was it, Susie?
Honey Badger.
Why Honey Badger? What is that?
Because Ilya looked at me. He's like, bro, you're like small like a honey badger, but you fight like a crazy person.
Oh, so that's cute.
Fitting. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Fitting.
Can we move this closer? Watching your feet just dangle is really killing me.
Oh, so you just want to put our feet up. Be comfortable. We want our guests to feel as comfortable as possible.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
Do you feel fine now? Like,
bro, it's been 7 days. I feel amazing.
So you're not feeling anything from 7 days
no
ago?
No soreness?
No, not at all. Yo, I literally got drunk as hell 2 days after my fight.
I'm surprised you didn't get drunk that night.
Because Alex told me not to. He's like, you might have a concussion. Something might happen. He's like, don't drink. It's not good.
Is that a thing? Like most professional fighters after a fight aren't going to go out and party and drink.
I thought they all did.
I think they don't care.
Oh,
like they're just like, screw it. They're like, already like,
I know Conor McGregor is getting fucked up after a fight.
So Susie, yeah, just had a fight. She did a rough and rowdy.
Yeah.
Do you have red in your eye still?
Yeah, I'm. She popped my blood vessel.
You got some warrior wounds, baby.
Come on now.
You must have felt like amazing though, just doing it. Right?
Yo,
because, like, even if you got like knocked the fuck out, like I feel like doing it, like training and getting in that ring is more than anything or anybody that can do.
Yeah, I never thought that I would do it, to be honest. And like, I thought it was like the most perfect opportunity, like to like get in a ring. Cause I'm like, dude, why not? Like,
it's yeah.
Absolutely.
How did this go down? Did you already know about Rough and Rowdy? And then, or did they reach out to you and were like, hey, Susie, would you be willing to fight? Did it happen in person? Like,
Yeah. Give us all those
details.
Way
I met the person who helped me get the fight is the funniest way possible. You know, a lot of my good stories start off with I was at a hookah lounge.
That's
no
really
way.
Funny.
Yeah, I love hookah. So I was sitting at a hookah lounge with like 10 of like my friends and like this a good friend of mine who manages like a lot of like influencers was like, would you ever do a boxing match? And it's crazy because I've always wanted to do a boxing match, but I've never told anybody I wanted to do it. I think boxing is like an insanely, like it's a good sport.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really, really great sport.
It's just true combat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One-on-one.
Yeah.
Go.
Exactly. Literally. So I was like, yeah, I'm down. He's like, you know, Barstool Sports, Rough and Rowdy, are you down? I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, you know what? Like, this guy's not going to, he's not going to do
said
it. Like,
yes.
Whatever.
How long ago is this?
This was in September.
Oh,
wow.
Which is a bit, wait, September
of this year?
Yeah. September
2012.
That's so soon.
No, I know. Yeah, it was.
You got no time to train then.
I know.
That's insane.
I've never done boxing in my life.
Wait, so Rough and Rowdy was already like being prepared months in advance, or like they started quick and
no, it's been getting prepared months in advance.
Oh wow,
it's been getting prepared months in advance. But like, I was originally gonna fight Grace O'Malley. So anyway, so he said to me, he's like, "Yo, do you want to do it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm down." He's like, "Let me make some calls, and I will circle back to you in a week," and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm the type of person, like, if I don't see action, I'm not going to believe it, you know? So then he calls me back in a week. He's like, you're in. I'm like, where am I into? He's like,
another hookah lounge?
Yeah. I'm like, a hookah.
I just want to know what the meeting was. But they're like, I got a girl, Sue. Like, is it a bunch of like names?
What does that look like?
They're like,
Portnoy. They told Portnoy, and Portnoy found out about it. And then the head of Rough and Rowdy found out about it. And then that's whenever so they were funny. Like, yeah, hell yeah. Sign her up. Give her a contract right now. We want her.
So you said yes, not knowing it was actually going to happen.
Yeah.
You were just like, yeah, let's do it. Thinking it would.
But you know me. Like, you guys have known me for years. I'm down for anything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I said yes, in my head, I was like, oh, they're probably not going to.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Zane, that's exactly what it was.
Wait, Heath, remember when we got asked, like, what was it, a year ago?
Yeah,
a year and a half ago? I'm too scared to go in the ring. I just know I would fucking lose. Like, I would get knocked out.
But it was also not
out.
Like a legit thing like you did. It was one of those things we'd probably go, not get paid, and it'd be like one of those lawsuits that everybody else with boxing.
You got paid though.
Of course.
Immediately after. That's
no,
nice.
Not immediately after. It's just like any other influencer thing. It's net 30.
Oh, got it.
Like, so you haven't got paid yet.
I haven't gotten paid yet, but I signed a contract. Like, I'm going to get paid.
Oh, you don't think? Baby, contracts don't do shit these days.
I'm going to have to get paid.
No, it's Barstool Sports, though. Like, you're going to, you're getting paid.
They got money.
Yeah, exactly.
If not, I'll send over an invoice to Portnoy.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's so funny how it was called Rough and Rowdy. Like, in my head, I thought it was just a fight, but it was. Like,
The
theme of it and, like, the vibe was so funny. And
backyard redneck.
G-strings.
Yeah, so funny.
It was. Like, I had more enjoyment watching that than any, like, big, huge UFC fight.
Yeah, it was super entertaining.
I will say my favorite thing was how quick the turnaround was. It wasn't this, like normally, like, UFC, there's, like, a 30-minute in between. You're, like, waiting. You're, like, come on, just get on with it. It was, like, fight's over. Get the fuck out of the way. Next people are coming in. Right.
It was like a revolving door. Like, people were just coming in and out.
You turn around for 1 second, you already missed two fights. Yeah. And, like, I loved, like, how they did that.
Okay, so you get the call. You say you're on the ticket, you're fighting. Do you immediately go, I'm going to hit up Ilya? Like, how did you?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I literally, the next day after I found out, I literally, like, I thought hard about it. And I was like, Il, you know what? I want to start training. And he's like, bet. I got a boxing coach and literally, like, I started training literally the next day.
So, without a question.
Yeah, well, I started everything quick. Like, I literally, I lost, like, going out so many times, like, just because, like, I just was training, and I still am.
Did you start training the next day, or were you like, I'll start training in like four more days?
The day I started training was actually September 27th. I'll never forget. I started training September 27th because I found out about it a week before that. So September 27th is when I started training. And I remember because my little brother's birthday was on the 25th, 26th, we talked about it, 27th, we started training.
How much weight did you lose since you started training until now?
Since the very beginning, I've lost 17 pounds so far.
Hey, get it up. Amazing.
I'm gonna lose another like 30 pounds.
Once you're on that roll,
you don't want to stop.
You don't want to stop. I know. You just see it drop and you're like, fuck, this is worth it.
Are you doing a documentary full transformation with him now too?
Awesome.
Yes.
I'm sure Ilya won't mind if I announce this because we just talked about it yesterday.
Very cool.
On their podcast?
No, not on the podcast. Like, I don't know. I don't think he'll mind.
This isn't
coming out
for like another like week and a half, 2 weeks anyway.
I don't think he'll say anything. Oh, yeah. Even if he does, I'll let you guys know just to cut it out. But I talked to Ilya last night and I'm doing like a crazy thing now. Next year in April, we're going to be running a marathon together.
Wow.
A full marathon?
Yeah.
Susie, that's insane.
I know.
Holy shit.
You're going to die.
I know.
Holy shit.
I know.
Holy shit.
So I'm going to lose 30 pounds. Because I've already lost 17, so I'm losing another 30. And then I will I'm getting ready already. Like, I've been running miles, getting ready for my marathon.
What's the most miles you've run?
I'm a newbie, man. Like 2 miles.
Okay.
Like, I'm a newbie.
I can't. 2 miles
is hard. 2 miles is hard.
Have you heard of the couch to marathon like method?
No.
It's like someone like has like studied out this like full on program. Like if you've had zero running experience, if you follow this program, like, I don't know, every day, but there is like some rest days in between. It can get you to a marathon in like a couple months.
Oh, you're gonna have to send me that.
It's couch to marathon. It's been around since like I think the 90s. But
that's insane. Okay.
It's proven.
2 miles is really, really good. Like a good start.
I know it's crazy because like for like a thick woman, like I can like run. You know what I mean? Like
it's hard.
It's hard to run. I hate running.
I'm not a runner. I can't run. I can't figure out how to breathe correctly. So I can't run for like more than what, 30 seconds. I'm really bad.
Dude, I can't breathe at all when I'm running.
I could dance for 8 hours straight. Can't run for 30 seconds.
Running hurts. Like it does. Your body just going kung.
I feel like it's honestly not good for your legs to run. I know. Right?
It's bad for your knees.
It really is.
I love marathoners on TikTok will come up on my feed and they're like running 14 miles today. And they're like mile 10. My kneecaps feel like they're about to bust open. And you're like, then why are you doing it? Stop doing it. Okay. Sorry. So you've committed to the program. You've signed Ilya up. My question is, and you only had two months to get it together. When was there a moment throughout those 2 months you were like, I don't really know if I want to do this anymore?
Oh yeah, a lot. There was so many times where I was just like, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to do this. But like, I got out of my head a lot because I was just like, I'm, you know what? Like, I kind of did it because I'm like, I want people like all over like the world, whoever watched and like has been like reaching out to me and stuff, like just to know, like, dude, like even if you lose, like it's fine. Like, it's okay. Yeah. Like, you literally just get back up and you just keep moving towards a goal that you have, which I have a goal and I'm trying to lose weight. I've already lost a lot of weight from like 2-3 years ago. So like now I'm like trying to lose more weight. So like, I'm trying to leave like, literally like, I'm trying to like leave an impact on people. And I want people to know, like, dude, like literally just because you lose, it doesn't mean like your life is over with. Like, just keep moving. Like, it's fine. Like,
every successful person has failed multiple times.
Yep. Yeah, Walt Disney.
You can't always win. That's boring.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
What about Walt Disney?
He did Rough and Rowdy when it first started.
I'm like, yeah, he was the first headliner. Walt Disney, they actually told him that he lacked creativity and imagination.
Or was that Hitler? No. Remember Hitler? We got rejected by art school, and then he went. I'm kidding. Yes. No.
Well, this just took a turn.
No, I'm sorry. No. I think that is true. Well, that's awesome.
Do you want to fight again? Or
I would fight, but I would find the right opponent.
Okay.
I think I'm too short.
I mean, even Portnoy said it right after the fight. It was like, this was an unfair match.
Yeah, I know.
I'm surprised that they didn't catch that before the fight. You know what I mean? Isn't there a moment like before the fight, like weeks before the fight, where they put you together and they kind of like
a weigh-in?
Yeah, a weigh-in. Like, where was that?
We did a weigh-in the day
before.
You guys
were the same weight class though, right?
Yes, we were the same weight class.
But it was the height.
It was the height. It was the height.
Your little tiny arms couldn't get to her.
I was like a T-Rex.
You couldn't, because whenever you got your, you couldn't even reach her face. So this girl was just like this, like just, all right, I can literally just swing like this and not have her get hit.
Bro, people were telling me, they're like, how the heck did you get hit so many times and you didn't break anything.
You kept going, bro. That was my favorite.
You were standing. That's a win on its own. Are you kidding me? Some of the men that were fighting, I don't know what was on the floor, but they were
Everybody was slipping.
Like, just so dramatic. And Susie was like sturdy as a rock.
It was so funny because the mat said the mat said dude wipes everywhere because it was a sponsor, but it looked like the whole thing was a fucking
The mat looks like a trash bag. Yeah.
Because usually in like professional fights, it's like kind of you can see where blood is.
Yeah.
They were like, people were slipping. They didn't know what was wet, what was blood. Bro, it was hard to watch.
And
it was funny.
Like taking all those beatings and the fact that you didn't just quit or back out or even just like fall.
And we were all like, Susie, and then it was just, and then we just like slowly, Susie, come on, Susie.
That room was silent. It wasn't funny to us. We were just like,
in the moment it wasn't funny.
We were sad and mad because this is clearly not fair.
Yeah, we were all like, Susie, and then like after a minute we're like,
Everybody's phone started going down.
I know. I got a lot of love from you guys. Like, my phone was blowing up. Everybody messaged me. I was like, damn.
Who was first?
Who messaged the most times? So it's not a competition, but
I'm not. To flex, but I think I was the first one to text you.
You messaged me. Yeah, you messaged me. Mariah messaged me. Like, everybody messaged me. Like, literally, the second I got out of there, I literally went into my locker room and literally I put my phone down like for like a few minutes and like. Like, it just keeps ringing. I'm like, yo.
There was a moment though where I was like, it was getting bad, but I was like, this is going to be hopeful. A Disney Channel moment.
Yeah. I thought,
I was like, the other girl's getting worn out. Susie's about to like come. And we were like, there was this moment of like, she's got this. And then
I thought you were going to get hit the whole fight and then you were just going to knock her on the end. I was hoping that would happen.
Yeah. I know.
And it didn't.
Okay, hold on. I kind of want to like back up a little bit.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you're training with Ilya. You're getting in the zone. You've had moments of doubt. And then, I'm curious about like, what does it take for anybody who's gone from zero fighting boxing experience to actually being in the ring? Is the biggest challenge just making sure you're physically fit enough to handle the endurance, or is it the patterns and the rhythms of learning combat? Like, what was the biggest challenge for you throughout the training process?
Stamina.
Yeah.
That's like the most important is getting your cardio up like crazy and like not getting tired.
Yeah.
And like I would do like 3 minute rounds with my trainers and like I like you in the very very beginning like I was so unathletic and I just didn't want to like run or like literally like do anything like just like be I was constantly out of air until I was told just close your mouth. Breathe out of your nose. Mm-hmm. Literally just breathe out of your nose and you're not going to get tired. And when you do get tired, just take 5 deep breaths. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Just like literally in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And that's what I did. And like, that's why I got better. But like prior to that, I had zero boxing experience.
It's like, crazy too. The difference between having stamina for running and doing cardio like that. Cause you can like run like multiple miles, but there's a difference between being in a ring and like exerting every single like bit of energy that you have and throwing punches. You can go so quick. A minute doesn't seem like a very long time being out there.
Oh my gosh.
But because I used to wrestle in high school and it felt like an eternity when you're going, you're just gassed.
Yep.
Like you burn out hitting super, someone super else. Quick.
How much was visualization in play? Were you thinking, for a month, were you like just thinking of Grace O'Malley? And then you were like, oh, you got to think of, what was the girl's name?
Sarah. Her name's Sarah.
Were you thinking about her, like going to bed, waking up, just like, I'm going to kick that girl's ass?
No, well, I knew I wasn't going to fight Grace. Before they even told me, I knew that it wasn't going to happen. I already knew that in the back of my head. I already knew. So that's like, I posted an Instagram post or story, I think in October. And then that's whenever she reached out to me. But whenever she reached out, I was like, just like constant, like, I gotta win. I gotta do it. I gotta do it. Yeah. I gotta do it. And like,
I'm glad you didn't fight Grace because I like Grace.
Yeah, no, she's great. She's great. I actually met both of them after. I met all three of them. I met Sarah, I met Grace, and I met Brianna. Yeah, they're great. They're great. You just gotta, bro, you're going in a ring and you're beating another human up.
Okay,
like, that's why I couldn't do it.
I mean, you're boxing Ilya, you're boxing people of your team. Did they ever have like a test Susie come in?
Yeah,
like someone who was your. Where did
oh,
you?
Oh, really?
Where no. did you find like a? Oh, did you have a test Susie?
No,
come
I
in?
Only I only sparred with guys.
But were the guys like fucking hitting you,
me. Yeah,
making sure you were getting like toughened
up? That's exactly why I was able to stand.
Ah.
Because I got hit so many times before that.
Shit, I can imagine hitting you, Susie. That's come funny. On, Susie.
Yeah.
Come on, hands up.
I may or may not have had a concussion every day, you know, for the past 2 months, but that's all right.
You'd be dead.
Made you stronger.
Yeah. No, I was constantly getting hit by the guys. So like, I told them to.
Now, were you also getting trained on like time, or do you just have to stay focused? Like you have to realize, like, all right, this is the first round mindset. You got to be pacing yourself and like, okay, now we're thinking second round. Like, was there a lot of like learning about?
There was
like,
a lot.
Is it true after you take that first hit in the face,
training goes out the window?
You just forget everything. Real,
yeah,
right.
Whenever she first hit me. I was expecting the punch to come from here.
Uh-huh.
It came from here.
Oh. And you didn't train for that.
Yeah, I was like,
hold on a minute.
I haven't had this angle before.
I'm like, let's talk this through, girl.
You're looking back at Ilya like, this is new. This is
new. No, oh my God. At one point, actually, Ilya was like, Suze. And I looked over and she knocked me.
Oh, no.
Really? What could he possibly have to tell you in that moment?
What was your thought process throughout it? Like round one, were you like, I still got this going into round two? Or were you just like, as soon as you got out there, saw the height difference and the reach, were you like, I just got to stay alive?
Well, when she was in the corner and then I still can't believe I did it. Like, bro, I'm going to be telling the story in like 10 years to my kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm like, yo, I mean, if I do get married, I don't even know.
DM's like, mom, can we play a video? Yeah. Butt kick?
Yeah. No, bro, when I saw her in that corner, I literally in my head, I'm like, what did I get myself into?
Now, was she, okay, out of the ring, after weigh-in, you know, all the beef we see online, was she nice or was she a bitch?
Yeah. No, she's actually really sweet. Okay. She's a sweet girl.
Okay.
I've been actually talking to her on DMs.
Oh, cool.
All your friends now?
Yeah. I mean, we've been talking on DMs. She was like, I'll let you know next time I'm in LA and stuff.
All right. Do you want a rematch?
With her? No. Sarah, no. No, I'm kidding. I don't want the smoke. I'm kidding. No, I would like to fight somebody else, but I wouldn't fight her.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Pick on somebody your own side.
I love how you're going to be friends now, but she'll always bring it up. Like every time you get into a little fight or argument, she'll be like, you want me to beat your ass again?
She'll be like this.
No, we'll team up and we'll go against other people. We'll team up. I'll be like, Sarah, there's this girl. She's bothering me.
There you
and
go.
And I'll be like, my girl, literally, Sarah, will beat your ass like she beat mine.
Yeah, you show them footage. You say, you want her to beat you up like this?
Yeah, you want this?
Were there any like weird, like, fighting hacks that you were like implementing into the day of the match? Like, did you wake up like a couple hours before the fight, or did you like wake up just that morning and waited around? Did you eat certain stuff? Was there like
let me tell you what happened. I was actually supposed to sleep throughout the day, but then
because I've heard like the fastest man in the world like has been sleeping and just wakes up and then runs.
Mike Tyson or Mayweather.
Usain Bolt or I know. Like when he broke the record had been sleeping and then he just woke up and then walked out and then.
Because the first 4 or 5 hours of your day, you're the most productive at those
yes.
hours.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So I was supposed to sleep, but I couldn't sleep because I woke up around like 10 a.m. and I went back, but I had 8 hours of sleep the night before. I woke up the morning of like 10 a.m. and I had a podcast to do with Grace and Brianna. And then right after I went back to my room and then I started training. I trained for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then it was already like 3 p.m. and I had to eat because I had to like go into weigh-ins and I had to go into like everything. So like I couldn't even like go home and like I couldn't even go back to my hotel and sleep.
I'm not gonna. I couldn't do a podcast before a fight like that. That would wear me out. Yeah,
my mind.
Yeah.
I just need to stay focused on it.
She came on the podcast too, actually. I didn't even know she was gonna go come.
Oh yeah.
Like halfway through, she's like, "Hey, Susie."
That's funny.
Yeah.
So there was like we said, so many fighters who were coming into the ring one after another. Was there like a big hallway? All of you guys were just like waiting in line to go to the ring?
There's like a big place like in the back, and then we all have our locker rooms like around the corner.
So each fighter had its own locker room.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we all had our own locker rooms. And we all knew where the fight was because we would have people who worked there who would literally come and grab us. And
were you watching it while you were training, seeing like what you were about to enter? Or were they like, don't think about who's out there, how's it going down, just stay focused on it?
Yeah, interesting. Do you watch like other fights?
So I went ringside and I started watching some of the fights. But then I started getting anxiety and I'm like, I'm going to go in the back and like,
hell yeah, that would give me anxiety.
Yeah, that would too.
I went and sat there for like 10 minutes and then I'm like, bro, I'm getting like insane anxiety. I'm just going to go to the back. Mm. But the TV for the fight wasn't on. It was just like a random TV show. So like I was just kind of like.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah. No, but I like stayed in the back and I was just like trying to like get my mind in there, like listening to music, like just trying to like.
Oh, what was your pump up jam?
I started listening to Till I Collapse. I wanted to walk out.
Till I Collapse.
Yeah. I don't even know if they put my song. Did they?
We couldn't hear it though.
We didn't hear it, right?
Well, it's because remember the TV speakers broke, so like it went really low, so we couldn't
really
hear.
Right when you were getting ready to come out.
And then everyone's all like, Susie!
Like, that's crazy.
But also your walk-up song, or wait, sorry, Mariah, you talk.
No, finish, you're good.
Your walk-up song, because they were focused on that Sarah girl so much, they didn't have like your, because you came in after her.
I did, yeah.
And then I don't think they like, by the time they like cut to you, you were just like walking up to the ring.
Yeah.
You didn't have like your like.
I did.
Oh, did
they
you?
They have it on video. Yeah, they have it on video.
Okay.
Like me, like literally, like I was like greeting fans and stuff. They're like, yeah, Susie.
I remember there was this fucking girl showing that your opponent's like head. Like it was like a poster. Yeah. Like showing her head and they forgot to pan back to the fight. And that's when you were already hitting each other. Because they're like, okay, it's about to start. And then it cut to that. And you both are already like this.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh shit, fuck.
That shit was so funny. Bro, whenever you get in a ring and like you see like the entire arena chanting, like you're like, yo, like this is crazy. Like it's like insane. Like
all you felt I heard, like a gladiator.
Yeah, bro. Like all I heard was Susie, and that, I'm like, yo, bro. Like
that's what my biggest concern was like about like taking in the environment compared to just like what you're training. Because then like you've learned all this shit, and then you're tossed in this huge fucking whirlwind of all these people screaming and chanting at you.
Yeah.
Was Ilya ever like, don't think about what you're about to walk into? Stay focused on
the fight. No, I taught myself in the past 2 months.
Okay, you visualized what you were...
Yeah, yeah, I knew that I just like, I'm really good at blocking people off.
Yeah.
Like, so like, if I actually want to ignore a person and I don't want to listen to what they're saying, like I'm very good at blocking it off. So I already had planned that like, I blocked everybody out and all I was listening to was Ilya and my coaches. So like all, that's why whenever Ilya said Suze, I'm like, Ilya. And like,
so it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
I really focused.
I only heard his voice and like my coach's voice. Like all I heard, they're like, Susie, come on. And like, bro, like whenever the lady, the referee, whenever she was like, she would look at me, she would be like, Are you ready? And I'm like, how do I say no?
or just like, give me like 15 seconds. Yeah, but like, they need you.
They want me to go in. Yeah, yeah.
Sucks.
Bro, I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm still so proud of you.
Did you black out at any point? Like throughout about the three rounds? No, just black out. Like just.
Some fighters don't even remember the days that they like fought or they can't remember.
I would honestly black out. And then when it's done, I would have like forgotten everything that happened in the ring.
I did forget about everything that happened in the ring. If I'm going to be completely transparent, like
you don't remember being out there.
No, it's like 50-50. Like I've never really gotten a fight before. I've only ever gotten into one fight in my life, but like now it's two. But like, and like, I'm like fighting another human, bro. Like, and like
it is like fucked up that it's like you have to beat up somebody else. Like I don't like fighting. I don't like hitting people.
What a crazy like primal sport. Like you and I head to head combat.
Yep.
We're gonna go until one of us falls.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
That's crazy.
It's like, insane.
And you have to hurt them in order to win.
And
it's crazy.
Yeah. I think, and you gotta pay to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so.
It's so.
I think in Texas you can call somebody out to like a duel.
Really?
Yeah.
And legally.
Legally go outside and fight, but you have to like call them to a duel and be like, "Do you agree? Okay, I agree. We'll go outside. Like cops won't stop it as long
what?
As
in the old.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah. But as long as both people agreed to this duel.
But is that because if it goes to court where it's like he assaulted me, it goes, no, you agreed to a duel. And so therefore no one's at charge of
right. You can just like go fight it out.
Wait, I kind of like that. That should be everywhere. Not gonna lie.
Like you're just like, yo, you want to settle it? Yeah. Would you want to go outside and duel?
Yeah. Cause you're pretty much boxing. You're basically boxing. Like why is it?
I think it's only, can you look it up? I think it's only Texas.
Or is it like one of those weird old laws where it's like, you can't sneeze in a church in New Hampshire?
Like, no ice cream on Sunday.
Yeah. My question was, how willing were you to accept that you were going to get... Duels are still legal in Texas. This is only for actual fighting, though, with fist. As long as you go through the steps and both people sign a waiver of liability, you can duke it out to your heart's content.
Imagine you're about to fight and you're just like, wait, let's sign this waiver real quick.
Here, hold on. I'm gonna airdrop you a DocuSign.
I mean, if you want to make it fucking clean, I think that's appropriate. You sign it real quick, 1 second, sign it, and then
right it's just like street. I feel like it just slows down the adrenaline. Let's fucking go.
Okay, here.
Okay, here. Initial here.
Do you have another pen?
Initial here.
Hey, turn around. Let me sign it back right here. Yeah.
But when two people fight at a bar, I feel like they are pretty much consenting a fight, unless.
But usually they kick them out and stuff. Like
you want to go? Verbal agreement.
That is
it. Says agreement. Verbal or implied communication.
I got it on video.
Can we look up really quick the weirdest laws in the U.S.?
They're so good.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes they're not like
or like at least like just like California too.
The weirdest.
You know what kept me going though in that fight?
What?
If I'm gonna be completely, you guys are gonna call me like the most dumbest bitch ever.
What happened?
Shit, I knew I was going to New York the next day. so I'm like, fuck, like I'm a fight. I wanna get out of here and I'm gonna hit New York literally the next day.
Uh-huh.
So like that's literally like one of the one things that like kept me motivated. I'm like, I gotta be hit like alive in New York.
No, why would you be a dumb bitch for for wanting to go to New York the next day?
Hold on.
That, I'm saying that's what pushed me to not like give up.
Mm. Oh, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I gotta make it to New York.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then the fight was Friday and literally, well, actually, you know what? I didn't even wait 2 days. The fight was on Friday. I drank the next day.
When you were getting hit, did you feel yourself like, oh, I'm about to get knocked out or about to lose consciousness? Like, were you like confused and like not sure of where you were?
Mm-hmm. She has a mean punch. I will tell you that. Like, she got
a Canadian.
Yeah, she got a crazy punch, and I was just like, you know what? Like, I cannot, like, I can't like stop. Because like I already know what I got myself into. Like I gotta keep going. Like I can't fall in front of all these people. Like, and that's what was just like what was in my brain is like, I can't fall in front of all these people. One, two, like my team is really chanting my name. So like I gotta keep going.
Oh, the energy that was in that room was like we were there.
I know.
It was pretty wild.
How was it? Like now tell me about how it was.
Oh, I mean, our hearts were racing. We just didn't want you to get knocked out.
We were all so anxious but excited, and we were just like, I think she has this.
We were trying to talk each other.
Some of the fights before, it was like, I felt like we were watching high schoolers like fight. Like they were just wearing, you had also the best shorts on that you look like the most professional fighter.
Yeah, out there.
Really?
Everybody looked like they just went to Target before.
Yeah. People were wearing like sweatpants. I'm like, I didn't even know you were allowed to wear sweatpants.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know that either.
It was so interesting.
That was also cool. I don't know if the order matters, but it was cool they had you towards the end because that means you probably were pulling more like people to come.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys know, but I actually opened up the main event. So like I was a very, that's what it was. So like there was five main cards and I was the fifth one. Like basically like that's why, I don't know if you guys saw, but there was like a brief before the main event.
Yeah.
Right.
So I opened up literally the main event, like no pressure, but I opened it up and like, that's the reason why he was like, you know what? Like we did it on purpose. We wanted you to like, kind of like have like a longer time, like it'll be good, like opening up a main event, like for a first fight is like nuts, you know. Again, like going into that ring, I was just like, yo, like, and I'm not a fighter, like I will never go to fighting, like as rowdy as I could be, like as like
rough and rowdy,
yeah, literally, as like as much as I'll talk, like I will never go to fighting. I'll literally be like, bro, let's talk it out, like I don't want to fight with you right now, like I just don't want to do that, like
so it made you appreciate not being physical.
Yeah, and people have been asking them, like, would you fight? I think I would, but, like, I just need a little bit more training.
Yeah.
Like, truthfully,
they
I do.
They should do, like, tag teams. That would be fun. Like, imagine me and Susie against two girls. And, like, you do one round each. There's, like, maybe
you're doing backflips?
You like, do a backflip?
Mariah
somebody
jumps up on the rope.
Yeah. Like, if I get too tired, I'm like, Susie.
Watching those are so fun, the tag team ones. Like, or even playing the video game. Like,
WWE.
Yeah, so fun watching that.
Me and Susie are clotheslining
people. Yeah, running across.
That's fun. They should do it. Rough and Rowdy should be that.
That would be really fun.
I feel like that makes it more backyard.
Okay. WWE. Yeah. Remember, like there was like there was like Sting, Triple H, and then remember there was like China, like she was,
yes,
like,
I remember like in the game
only, she was like the only female wrestler. R.I.P. She died a couple years ago. But like, who were the other female wrestlers on the game? It was like she was the only chick.
There's a bunch now.
There's a lot of them.
Remember China.
But I remember China being one of the biggest, I think, or like one of the most popular ones.
China
Doll.
You know
what we were getting a kick out of? The cameraman.
Oh my God.
Wait, why?
The shots that he was getting was just...
just straight up just the girls' asses.
Like rape girls.
All those rape girls were talking to me in the back.
Were they like strippers?
You it should looks do like that next time.
It looks like they went to the worst strip club. They were like, you want to do rough and rowdy?
Me and the rape girls, our rooms were next to each other. And the girls were like, literally, like they were talking to me all in the back. They're like, hey, I'm like, what's up? And they're like, dude, they're like, we're so excited for your fight. We've been hearing about it. Like, this is going to be crazy. Like, you're going to do so great. And then afterwards, they all came up to me. They're like, you know what? Like, that's okay. Like, we still love you, blah, blah. I'm like, thank you, girls. Like, I appreciate
the whole time you guys were fighting. Like, you guys would be fighting and then it would cut to the cameraman and he's just on an ass.
he was drunk.
Wait, were you guys dying laughing at that?
Yeah, we were
making jokes. We were like, the guy's probably just like with his camera, he's just like smoking his like puff, just like on. Yeah.
I feel like they should have had it, even though I know it's cold, but they should have had it outside.
It would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So like
cold.
Just, I just said that.
Oh, sorry.
Like the backyard feel was hysterical. They should have threw like ladders in there. Yeah, that would be so fun.
Yeah, I want to see the setting in the middle of like a tailgate.
Yeah,
I want to see guys with like doing headlights. Keg stands in the background. Yeah. There's like
the car headlights.
Everything is shitty except for like the cameras, like the production.
Yeah.
But everything else is just
what did it
backyard WWE cage match.
Yes.
Yeah. What did it smell like?
It didn't smell like anything. Oh,
it looked like it smelled like weed.
No, it didn't. It didn't smell bad at all. It did smell like weed for sure. Like, yeah. I remember, I think Pac-Man Jones was trying to light a blunt and they got mad at him. They're like, Pac-Man, not here. Yeah, my boy literally, he took out like a lighter. He's like trying to like smoke a joint literally like in front of everybody else, and they got mad. They're like, not here. Weed's not legal. It is, right? In Rhode Island?
I don't know. Oh, Rhode Island?
I'm not sure.
Wait, can we look at those laws? Knows? Did you have them?
I think it
would be funny to read them.
Did you cry at all?
After the fight?
Yeah.
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 Out of
it's like defeat. It's like, you know, you trained for months.
No, I know. And I guess I asked that question was because I remember like when you were doing the interview, like or like post fight, and you knew it was bullshit.
I loved what
all
you
of
said.
Us knew it was bullshit.
Loved it.
What did I say?
You were just saying I had the balls to get out here and get in the ring at least. Like it's true. Like none of us did it.
Yeah, yeah. I really loved your interview.
Yeah, well, I've been getting really mixed DMs. Like some people are like really supportive. Some people are like calling me like stupid like names, which is like, it's a given, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I think it's because of the beef. People like think that they can talk to you like that.
Yeah, it's real. It's not real. I don't even know the poor girl to fucking hate her. And I'm like the nicest person. Like, I don't even hate anybody. You know, like I don't hate people. So like,
I think that's the biggest thing too. Like going into a fight, everybody like obviously talks shit to like hype it up and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I were to do a fight, like I couldn't say anything just because if I lost afterwards, I'd be like,
yeah. Well, no, I'm admitting I did talk shit.
They know that it just brings in so many more viewers.
Yeah, it's part of the gig. You got it.
Yeah, I talked a lot of shit and
and you got hit.
And I got hit. Well, I mean, I'm admitting to it, whatever. Like, you know, but yeah, that's why after the fight, like I kind of was just like, I didn't know what was going on, bro. I looked at the clip after and I was like, yo, my eyelash is falling.
You have.
I know. So that's funny. What I was worried about. Wait, your eye, your face after. I was like, it looks like, you know, face before it like swells up.
Yeah.
It was just like that. You were like, it was like an old doll. You were like, the eye wasn't open. You're like, you know, I'm just happy I got out here.
Yeah.
We were like,
were they putting like Vaseline and stuff on you when you went back to your corner?
No, literally the doctor came up to my face. Literally he shines a light and I'm like, what are you shining that light on me for? Because I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
It's my first fight, so I'm like, what are you doing?
You thought something was bad?
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on?
Am I cut?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm bleeding. But, I honestly, like, it's cool. Like, I mean, like, now I could say, like, I got in a ring. Yeah, I got my ass handed to me. But, like, I did it.
Your eye, when you pop a blood vessel, does it hurt or you don't really feel it?
You don't feel it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You don't feel it. But, like, whenever she was punching me, there was so much adrenaline that I'm just like, okay, like, you know, whatever, you know? But like afterwards, I was actually just upset. I'm like, man, I just got my lashes done. Like now, like.
Why'd you get your lashes done before a fucking fight?
I wanted to look cute.
Oh yeah, you look real cute.
Yeah, I look like this.
I was gonna ask something else about. It,
no, whatever. At least I fucking, you know, that's what I'm saying. Bro, at least I got in the ring.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what I mean? And you know, and I respect you for that because I could never do that.
Have your brothers been supportive and nice about it? Or were they like,
oh, so supportive.
Okay, good.
My brother literally called me right after. He's like, are you okay? Are you good? Like, you guys saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, good. I was worried he was going to be like, why did you?
Vardon lost his shit.
Vardon, I pictured Vardon crying.
Oh, yeah.
No. Vardon got in her face like, what the fuck are you doing?
In her face?
He was mad.
The opponent?
Not their team.
Really?
Yeah, and then like he was telling like he was telling like the referee and stuff like, stop the fight.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, the only person that can hit Susie is me.
That's cute.
Yeah, but my brothers will talk a lot of shit, but like, you know what
that's
I mean?
Their
like
job, though. My brothers do that too.
Yeah, it's their job, like, you know?
Yeah.
But like if anybody ever says shit, like they'll like go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But like they called me like right after, where'd they go?
I know, I was just like, wait, what just happened?
Didn't really realize like both were gone.
Well, it was getting good. I went to see Matt's reaction. I was like, wait, what the
fuck? Matt got up too?
I didn't. I saw you get up, but like, I didn't really think, but like, I definitely did not see Matt get up.
It is illegal in a lot. Wait, can we talk about these? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Alaska, it is illegal to wake a sleeping bear to take a photo. What?
Alabama, it is illegal to wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in church.
No. Wait, someone leave
that. There's no way that's real.
Someone read the
Arkansas
one. That's because
it happened once and they were like, this can never happen again. Law.
Wait, you guys need to read the Arkansas one, please, somebody.
Arkansas, it is illegal to mispronounce Arkansas.
Arkansassy pants.
That's pretty crazy.
That's really funny.
California, a frog that dies during a frog jumping contest cannot legally be eaten.
They have frog jumping contests?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Colorado, it is illegal to ride a horse while under the influence.
All right. Okay, that makes sense. Is illegal in Colorado, though?
What?
Everything's illegal in Colorado.
Except for horse riding.
Wait, Connecticut. A pickle cannot be legally considered a pickle unless it bounces.
Shut up. In Delaware, R-rated movies shall not be shown at drive-in theaters. Okay.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense.
I like that. That makes sense.
I respect that.
I respect
that. Oh, my God. No boobies in front of the children.
Look at the Florida one.
If an elephant is left tied to a parking meter, the parking fee has to be paid just as it would for a vehicle.
Wait, that's really funny.
Now, do these be... I think these...
Because, it happened.
No, it's these become laws, I think, based on a court case.
Yeah
because something it has happened. To be.
Oh, really? A court case.
So yeah, something
it's
happened
not just
where.
Random. It's like it happened once and they're like, this can never happen again. Law.
So why did the
state beat someone? It was like, you know, obviously these versus the people or whatever. And then.
So like somebody laughed in a church and then somebody sued them for
up,
that?
Somebody yes. showed up to church with a fake mustache and it was causing.
It probably caused a scene yeah. and they were like, this can't happen.
How would you know it's
so
fake?
Wait, Georgia, I would be locked up. It is illegal to keep an ice cream cone in your back pocket on Sundays.
Like what?
Lock me up.
On Sundays, you know, only though.
But it's not only like they Sundays. Would. They would never write you a ticket though for it. Some of these because it would be such a waste of time. Because
if I was a cop in whatever state it would be, I'd be looking for that.
If you had a quota, you'd be like,
who's got an ice cream cone in their back? I would be like trying to get people on these things.
Someone like
an
Iowa.
One armed piano players must by law perform for free. That's what? Just fucked up.
That's fucked up.
By law must
by law. I love how they included by law.
This is really
what's Texas? I'm curious about
Go to Texas.
It is illegal to sell one's eye. What?
Whoa.
Tennessee, it is illegal to share your Netflix password.
Utah.
What? Really?
Oh my God, I'm going to prison in Utah.
Doesn't your mom have your Netflix info? Yeah.
Utah, it's not reporter. Illegal to not, wait.
It is illegal not to drink milk. I'm going to prison.
That's so weird.
South Dakota,
how does
again,
that? How does that go to court?
Up.
Not drinking milk, how does that go to court? You know
I
what I mean?
I don't know, some of these are
it
like.
It doesn't make sense.
I'll never live in South Dakota. It's illegal to sleep in a cheese factory.
Mm-mm.
Cuff me.
Wait, I want to see New York.
Or it's just, it has been written
wait,
down
what?
In some yeah. weird form of capacity, but nobody
you see that?
Yeah.
Slippers are not to be worn after 10 p.m.?
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all in jail.
I feel like some of these are just so old that it was like...
Nobody wants to ratify it and like...
Yeah.
Make amends.
Oh, guys. Guys, before we continue, today is Christmas.
Day before
Merry
Christmas.
Oh, day before
Christmas. Oh my gosh, yeah, Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I know, it just hit me that it's a Christmas episode.
We never did a Christmas episode. No. Are you kidding?
This is the Christmas episode. Merry Christmas. It just hit me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have a happy, jolly Christmas.
Did we do a Christmas episode last year?
Yeah, we wore sweaters and
yeah,
everything.
We went all out.
Wait,
yeah.
You should have told me. I would have literally just
we weren't thinking.
We didn't know.
I can't believe we didn't thought of it.
We'll do it for next week.
Okay.
We'll just be like a couple days late.
Because we're
you'll
recording
do it for New
on
Year's.
Sunday.
Yeah.
You'll do it for New Year's.
Well, Sundays are, it's a bonus episode.
Susie, would you ever be like a mentor to another person going into the ring?
You'd be such a good mentor.
Really?
You'd be a good like motivational something. Like you'd be a good guidance counselor. You'd be a good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see you being a guidance counselor.
I actually used to be like a teacher, like for like an after school program. Like a supervisor.
For what?
Do
like,
exactly.
Like a after school
program, yeah.
Nice.
Supervisor.
I could see you finding a middle point between like telling kids how it is and, yeah. and like,
I could
like
also,
tough love.
I could also see her yelling at children.
Tough love, no, though. She's good at tough love,
I made sure that like all the kids that I would teach, like they literally, whenever they got out of school, they would be hungry, I would feed them and I would literally just be like, get to homework right now.
Perfect.
And they will just, and they literally like, they were like, every single kid who was like my student, I don't want to toot my own horn, they were literally the top of their class.
They respected you?
Yeah.
And they, awesome. They probably loved you.
And they loved me, but like, they would know that like, I would make jokes. So I'd be like, do your homework, little girl.
Or I'll chop your arms off.
Yeah.
Can we do,
and like, Miss Susie.
Can we do something real quick? Can you hand Mariah those two pillows?
What?
And Mariah, hold them in your hands. And then I want to see Susie just do a little...
A little 1-2 combo?
Oh, yeah.
I want to see a 1-2 combo of just you.
Let's see it.
Let's see it. Be gentle now with Mariah. Can we? Yeah. Is this in frame?
Yeah, we got the wide.
I'm strong.
I know, but just.
Mariah's about to get knocked out.
One, two. One, two.
Oh.
1-2-3. Oh. Whoa. My God.
Very.
1-2-3, swipe.
Oh! Okay, ladies.
Susie!
I get knocked out again.
That knocks you out?
By a pillow.
Twice in a week! Hey, jab for like 30 seconds.
She
falls. That's really long. Or
1-2-1-2.
One, two, one, two.
Damn, Susie!
I'm laughing at the shots.
Here. Yeah. Bro, why don't you hold it?
What? No! I wanted ladies on ladies. Keep it. Keep it.
There we go.
Sit.
Okay, I'm getting fucking tired.
You're also tired in the ring.
Oh, God, that was freaking exhausting.
Okay, if you could reevaluate.
I know you heard that.
Hey, okay, now looking back on your trainers, if you could give them constructive criticism, what do you think they could have done better with you with their next fighter that they want to prepare?
I would, instead of sparring, I would actually get in a ring again. But like, I would make it into a public thing. And I would literally just fight another person.
No, I mean like your trainers, Ilya. Like, what could he have done differently?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Actually get in a ring, like make make a public post about it, and make sure that like everyone, whoever wants to come, can literally come watch a fight.
So it's like a pregame.
Get a pregame to a fight.
Okay.
I would actually fight like another person and like lead up to it and like literally actually like go like more into it. Does that make sense?
Sparring was just so much different than like being in the ring that different. Night. Yeah.
Because you know when they're going to stop.
Right. Yeah.
So like I would actually do fights.
Nothing can fully prepare you and like for that moment.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
Like it's not like the crowd.
Yeah. It's actually getting hit.
Yep.
It's, you know?
That's what I'm
was
saying.
It, was like, it what you expected? Or were you like, this is way more intense than I thought it was going
to
be?
No, I knew it was going to be that way. I went to the arena the day before and like, I actually was just like, damn, this is actually a small arena. Like, I thought it was small. I exceeded my expectations because I wanted to be let down.
Yeah. But I mean, getting into like an actual like fight in the ring. Was it what you expected?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I knew I was going to get beat up. I was mentally preparing myself, like, literally for like the 1-2 months. Like, I knew there was another human that was going to hit me. Like, it's not like I was going to get the punches. Like, I knew I was going to get hit. And that's the reason why whenever I was, like, getting, like, whenever I, like, started training, mm-hmm. I kept telling the guys, I'm like, keep hitting my face. Like, keep hitting me as much as you can.
Hit me.
Yeah, I did. And I'm like, bro, as hard as you can, like, I know they're guys. So, like, they can't hit me that hard. Like, because, like, I'll get knocked out if they did. But, like, everyone who, like, did it, like, I was like, hit me, like, as hard as you can.
Who hit harder, Sarah or Ilya?
Oh, Ilya, come on. Ilya hits hard.
Was Ilya ever like, I'm sorry?
No, Ilya was literally like, you gotta fucking learn.
Yeah,
he popped you pretty good.
Yeah, he popped me a few times pretty good. I popped him a few times too. That's good. Like, yeah, I'm like, we talked about it after.
I wonder if all the fighters that won in the Rough and Rowdy tournament, if they have this, they feel like they have this ego now where they just want to keep fighting. Like they want to join the next.
It seems like there's a bunch of people on Rough and Rowdy that have been in the last like few fights.
Cause
they have
a
Rough and Rowdy like record.
Right.
Oh,
now, okay. And now having dived so deep into the fighting world, having participated in combat, are you now like kind of like a fighter girl where if it's like, oh, there's a huge fight, we're all going to watch it. Are you like now super into fighting and like the world of fighting and like who the next top fighters are in the world? Like
would you want to train again?
Are you now like a big fan of fighting?
Oh, got it.
Like, do you like watching it now after knowing the techniques and
no, 100%. Like, I think like I think it's like, it's a really great sport to watch. Like, I think it's like really great because whenever like you get in the ring, like, you know that these people have trained for so long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like literally like one of like the greatest fighters who's a woman is like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like she, like, you don't want to get in trouble with her. She'll
Susie gets on Joe Rogan. Just the thumbnail of Susie like
sorry. What happened?
Yeah.
I think 100%. Like yeah. Every time like my trainers would be like, yo, like there's a fight happening, I'll be like, oh shit, like I'm down, like let's watch it. Cause like you know like what the people are doing, and like you know that when you get in a ring, like bro, you cannot forget what you have been training for.
Yeah.
You know what facts. I mean? And like there's like another human that you're fighting, so you're just like, damn. But like everyone keeps asking me, like I would do another match, but I would never like be a professional boxer. Like I have like so much more things in life that I'm trying to like accomplish, you know?
Would you want to do it one more time if it was like a fair opponent?
Yeah.
That had your arms 100%. And your size. Yeah.
100%.
Is there
anybody
you have in mind?
No, I don't know anybody that's as short as me.
Ilya.
I don't want to like make excuses up either.
Yeah.
I don't want to make excuses up because like I lost, you know, like I don't want to like make an excuse or whatever and say like, oh, whatever. But I wouldn't do it because like you live and you learn, you know, like you win some, you lose some. Like bro, like just because like, I feel like anything in life, like just because like, yeah, like this time, like I lost in front of like thousands of people, but like, that doesn't mean that like, I'm not going to like put myself like back out there and be like, yo, like I'm going to like I'm going to push myself to like something great. Like, which is like now I'm literally training for like a marathon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like now that's me, myself, and I. Like that's I'm like I'm versing myself now.
I really want to look into that couch to marathon.
I have to look into that.
That like that's crazy. Like in 2 months you can prepare yourself for a marathon.
I'm pretty sure it's 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
You gotta stick to it.
And I know that.
Up,
like
you can pull up the calendar, pull up a couch to marathon plan. Anybody can do it.
Why do I kind of want to do it with you?
You should do it.
I want to do the marathon.
How many miles is a marathon?
26.
Oh, never mind.
See, fuck that. Go to Google
or
images.
Or 22, right?
22 miles. 22
to 26. Actually, you know who Susie could fight?
Yeah, yeah.
Who?
Literally Jordan.
You know what? So that's
that would actually Jordan. Be 8 weeks. Fair. I think they're the same height.
Jordan, would you do it?
Look, day one. Look,
I'd be afraid, bro. I don't want to hurt him.
Oh, I think we got something here.
Oh, wait, no.
I don't want
to.
Jordan, it's not sit like this. It's sit like this.
Here, go next to her. Go next to her.
Sit like
I want to see this. This might make sense.
Next fight.
Next fight, guys.
My boy's already ready.
Oh my God, this is perfect. Look. Oh.
Jordan and Susie.
Actually.
He's already ready. He looks like the Rocky.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
He's already ready. He was
waiting for
not
this one.
The Rocky.
He looks like the Rocky. Like Rocky.
The Rocky. Oh, this is cute. Wait.
I must break you.
I feel like it'll be really funny.
Wait, stand up really quick.
I kind of want another happy hour.
It's perfect.
Oh my God.
Look at the shoulders,
wow.
Everything.
Wow. Put your arms out.
It's perfect.
Oh my God. It's literally perfect. Dude, we got to hit a Barstool Sports.
Yeah, this is good.
We got it.
Get their measurements.
But wait, but is it...
Why? Who cares? If we approve,
if you duel out, you call for a duel and then you do it.
Call for a duel.
Call for a duel.
Okay. Jordan, every hit would be like, I'm sorry.
Jordan would be doing cartwheels.
Oh, oh yeah, his sound effects.
Dude, I just want to see you come out to like a certain song of your choice and coming out and just like.
Jordan would come out. No, Jordan would come out to elevator music. That's all he listens to.
No, you come out to like.
That's what he
Smiths.
Listens to in the car.
Like Paul Simon or something.
I love that. Oh, Brian, good job. It. I think you really.
I have an eye for
you're
it.
You're seeing something here.
I'm fighting Casey Anthony.
I would to see it.
Wow.
But honestly, though, that would be a good fight.
You need to beat that bitch up.
Mm-hmm. Right, would you do it?
I think we could actually make it happen.
Casey Anthony has killed somebody.
Exactly.
How old is she? I mean, yeah, how tall is she?
It's time for her to
She's got a better record than you.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You want to
Mariah Zanny the Nanny Amato.
No, it'll be me and Susie versus Zanny and Casey Anthony.
Oh, fuck that bitch. That would be so funny.
Yo, Casey Anthony. Okay, but Zane, this is the Couch to Marathon.
That's the plan?
Though. It's actually 8 weeks.
That Wait, mean? That's
8
it?
Weeks.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's 2 months.
2 months.
For day one, you walk 15 minutes. Day two, walk 4 minutes.
Okay.
One minute, do that 4 times in a row.
The longest thing this has you do is go 5 miles. I don't know where they're getting this jump from.
Yeah, straight up.
Wait, maybe this isn't the right one.
Yeah, that doesn't look right.
Or click another one. Or
couch to half marathon.
Oh, that's like.
Oh, this is half marathon. So
he wants me to run a freaking full marathon.
So I guess just whatever it ends in, just double it and just keep.
You said it's in April.
Why do they have so many half marathon?
Or maybe
is it usually half marathon?
I don't know. I've always heard about it. It's Couch to Marathon, where there is there's a books.
Oh, I'm loving those.
How long is actually a full marathon?
Which one is it? Where's the marathon?
We don't know yet. We're looking for one today. We actually found one in Hawaii that he was saying.
Wow. Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Really cool.
I'm like, I just need an excuse to go to
Hawaii. You should just pick a, you should do it in Florida. It's a flat state.
Do the Boston
you don't got to do uphill.
That would be horrible in the Florida heat.
Do the New York Marathon. You have like a full year. It just happened.
Yeah, but he wants it in April because I finished my thing in April. Yeah.
Good.
So we're looking for marathons in April.
People don't finish marathons. Even people who you think would do not finish
it. Oh, I'm not going to finish it.
Oh,
yes, not with that attitude.
Well, 26 miles. I can barely run two now.
Do you know about the girl who won the Boston Marathon but lied about it?
Huh? No, what is that about?
Look up woman who won. I think her name was Rosie.
But I thought you don't win.
She lied about. So what she did was she was running the Boston Marathon, then got off on a subway, went on the subway, got out to join the rest of the marathon, ended up being the woman in the lead and won.
Nobody
and
they caught
interviewed
that.
Her. They interviewed her. And yeah, Rosie Ruiz, so she starts running and everyone's like, oh my God, this woman's about to win it. She interviews and they're like asking her questions that a normal marathon runner who would do it in like a record time would know. Like, so what were your intervals? Like how had you been training? She's like, I don't know. I just can't believe it. I won. And then they start studying that her sweat stains aren't like normal sweat stains. She basically took a Coca-Cola, drank poured it.
A Coke.
And they took her medal away and everything. And still to this day, she swears that she did it. But then you had all these Harvard students who were on a subway and saw this woman.
Oh my God. But there's cameras everywhere at the subways.
No, this is like 1979 or 1967.
I thought this was more recent.
Oh, I thought you said it like it was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. No, that's her. This is it. 1980. That's her.
And you should have started with that. I thought this should just happen.
Right. I thought this happened too.
This woman lied. Like she still to this day, they took her medal away and she made it.
Come on.
Like,
you got to respect the hustle though. You got to respect it. She tried.
She mapped out
26 miles. That's like running from here. Hold up. I need to.
What does she look like today?
Oh, Mariah. She still does interviews today where she's like, I can't believe that they. I think she's Spanish. She's like, I can't believe that they took the medal away from me and I ran for it. But people are like, you lied, bitch. It's narcissists.
Mariah, you should be that for Halloween.
That is a really Rosie good Ruiz. Costume.
Really good.
What's your mile time right now?
Oh, that's her. She looks so young.
Oh, it's so bad. It's literally like.
They did interview her.
I think it's like 15 minutes, 16 minutes. Oh, but it's so bad.
That's, for not she being died? A runner, that's great.
Yeah. Right?
It's not bad.
You should try to do like 9 minutes.
That's exactly what I'm aiming for. Like, I'm trying to like, I'm aiming it like we're going like every single day, like running more and more and more. Cause like he's making me run up hills too.
Oh,
so, like,
I'm running that's
up
good.
Like the hill. So like I'm getting ready for it.
What helped me was doing a mile, whatever pace it is, even if it's slow, just getting to the point where I could do it without stopping.
Yes, I agree.
So as soon as I could complete the mile, it doesn't matter like what pace it was at, I would go for a little bit faster on the next one as long as I could get through it without taking any breaks.
100%. And that's what I've been doing too.
Good. How long does it take you to run a mile?
Were you not here 2 seconds ago?
Sorry, I was learning that Rosie Ruiz is dead.
Rosie, well,
she died at age 66. Well,
she lied to people.
I know.
Yeah, she had
some
it
cardio. If you die at 66,
she faked her death.
Did she really?
Lied about her death.
Okay, my bad.
How'd you get it?
Marathon. Sorry, bad. It's like 15, attention. 16 minutes.
Oh yeah, we gotta lower that down.
Yeah, I know. But like,
we'll get there. But now that you've been working out, it's gonna be much easier.
It's gonna be a lot easier, especially I've been like doing like the box. I'm still gonna do boxing training twice a week.
I feel you should do that for the rest of your life. It's such good fucking. It's such a good workout.
It's such a great workout. I love boxing.
Taibo.
I might start doing like because my trainers they do kickboxing too, so I want to like learn kickboxing now
or Zumba.
Let's get the Taibo guy on the pod.
You just gotta sweat to the oldies.
There you go.
Yeah, literally we've been like training like bro, like insane. Like, wait, you've done a marathon before?
Hell no.
Oh, your mile run. Oh,
no,
your
just,
mile
when, just
guy.
When I
just
was
like
working
training with Ilya.
It would just take so. I just would be so bored.
I 100% agree. You know what the first thought that in my head was not even the running. I was like, well, what the hell do I do for 5 hours? Like run,
right?
I'm gonna watch Forrest Gump.
Like, I wish I could do something while running. Like, I wish I could get work done.
Yeah.
Because it's just such a long fucking chore.
Do you ever see? There's a treadmill that like it comes I don't know if it...
The floor one?
Yeah, you can put it under a desk and you're working. Yeah. I would do that.
But it doesn't go faster than like 5 miles an hour.
Carry a big TV thing in front of you.
Yeah. Wait, that'll be really funny. It's
on like a gyro around you and you're just like running, but it still stays like in front of you like a full screen TV. Funny. That I
can literally watch the Titanic like twice.
Oh,
and you'd be done. Yeah. That's good.
3 hours.
Watching in reverse, too.
Well, good for
it's
going
to take at least like 6 hours, more than 6 hours.
Do you have is there a weight loss goal set in mind?
Yeah, for another 30 pounds.
No, you're working hard, though. We're really proud of you.
Losing weight is hands down is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
It's frustrating. Like losing
weight.
It's
the most rewarding thing.
Yeah.
It is rewarding, but it's like, it's so frustrating because it's like, you don't see a result and then you just drop out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like you need to keep being consistent. And it's like, I feel like if you could lose weight, you can do anything in the world.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to like be like that person, but it's like, it's true. It's like, bro, like it's so hard to lose weight, bro. Especially someone like that's like been chubby their entire life. Like it is difficult. Like it's not easy. Like you guys all like, everybody like lost a lot of weight. Like it's so hard.
Yeah, and your mind is just clear too. Like you feel like you can focus on stuff.
Yeah.
Like when you, for some reason, when you lose that fat, everything just starts like clearing up.
Yeah.
In your throughout your whole body, it's awesome.
Our bodies aren't meant to be severely overweight.
100%. I agree.
That's it. Just can't function better. Your brain is sharper. You feel better. And I think the most empowering thing is being able to say no to foods and things that you want.
Yep.
Like having that control to be like, no, I don't. I'm good.
Yeah.
That does a lot for you.
100%. Before the match, I actually didn't drink for like 2.5-3 months. And every time I would go out, everyone's like, get a drink. I'm like, no.
No.
Like, and they were like, good. Bro, I respect the fact that like you're saying, even to food now, I'm just like, no, like I'm good. Mm-hmm. Like I'm good. And it's like, it's that willpower that's so hard to have.
You have to learn to like healthy things like you like unhealthy things.
Exactly.
And then you just learn to appreciate it. And then when you eat the unhealthy, when you start to eat unhealthy, or when you have unhealthy things for like for the first time after a long time, they actually taste
weird.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard
you
about
taste
that with
how
sugar.
Bad it
like
is.
Sugar,
yeah.
When you do the full sugar withdrawal,
yeah.
It makes you never want to eat sweets ever again.
Exactly. 100%. It works.
Another thing too, it's so like from what I've, you know, learned from doing this process also, it's so easy to eat whatever you want and do whatever you want. Like it's so rewarding. Like, I'm just gonna go have a cookie right now. I'm gonna go eat Twinkies. Like, yes, you can, but you don't need to.
100%.
And it's such a strange feeling of being like, it's so easy to be overweight. Like if you don't have self-control, to be able to say no right now, like no, I don't need it. Just that instant like dopamine, that gratification. It's like smoking or anything like that. Like, just sit there, gimme. Like it's very easy.
God. To live that's like the best way to describe it. It's easy.
It's very easy, but it's hard to be healthy and it's hard to like be conscious.
Just wish I had something. Sorry, my nicotine thing. I just every day still I'm going fucking nuts because I don't have anything to
replace it.
To do it. Nothing ever seems good, but I'm still happy. I'm fucking happy as a fucking. But
he
I'm
seems
serious.
Really happy.
But like, no, but like, I'm happy, but I just feel a little neurotic.
Me after my fight?
I'm happy.
I can't do it.
You can There's do it, and you are doing it. You're good.
You are your own worst enemy.
Maybe you're right, Susie.
You're your own worst enemy. If you don't want it. You want it. Like there's a difference between a want and like a need. You know what I mean? Like it's mind over matter. You know how many times, you know how many times I've literally said no to
this
pizza?
Is that motivation, baby.
This is like a therapy session. I love this.
Imagine going to your guidance counselor. She's like, bro,
Susie,
bro.
I love this. But I just want the...
I get it. So why don't you go outside when it's cold out and literally pretend like you're smoking, air will come out of your mouth.
I know. I've been doing it the whole podcast.
When I quit, I'm gonna call you every day.
Yeah.
I like this. I like this fucking...
Suck it up, Zane. Suck it up.
Suck it up. No, don't suck it up, Zane.
You're gonna quit? Do we want to make an agreement that you're going to quit?
Matt, if I don't quit, I'm going to fucking die.
So when do you
want to
do it? New Year's Day?
Like, I will literally
die. He said it's his New Year's resolution.
Susie went into combat for us.
For us.
I think we need to start making some sacrifices on our own.
Yes. I mean, I don't...
Yeah, I didn't win.
But that's not the point.
And you know, I'm not quitting like everything bad. I just got to quit this one thing. Yeah. That's it. I can still drink. I got to tell myself, Zane, you're not getting rid of everything. You're just getting rid of this stupid little cancer stick.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Bro, I've rehearsed like coming off like like actually breaking the sobriety of nicotine.
What do you mean?
Like I've wanted to be, because all I think about is the shame of doing it. And then I've messed with like Mike or Patricia where I'm like, I vaped. And then they're like, what? Oh, like, and then I played games with them to see what their reaction would be. Because I want to know if the consequence would be worth it. That's how crazy the mind of an addict is.
Can I say something?
That's really interesting.
You know what
Can
I mean?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Yeah.
Go, Can I say something? I think you have too much time on your hands and you're taking too much time to think about nicotine when you can be thinking about something else.
What do you mean? Susie, it's at the back of my mind. I'm itching to it all the fucking time.
Well, fucking go, put no, something else in the back of your mind.
If you're constantly busy, you don't think about it.
100%. That's
right.
That's true. That is true. If you're constantly busy.
But right.
Same. You always do something. Like, that's why I like to like go out and like even the thing, like just think, just do things.
It was hard for me to stop eating in the beginning, obviously. But when I was in the gym, I was doing this. I was coming home. I was getting ready this.
Yep.
And it was like, I wasn't thinking about, oh, exactly. I should be eating these bad things.
Yep. And then what?
I'm on day 95.
But you need to be... You're on day 95 of no nicotine?
Yes.
And you're still thinking about it?
Yes.
Shit, bro.
No, wait, you're on day 95?
Yeah.
Wait, 3 months.
That's so, okay, the way I explain this is quitting cigarettes or puffs, whatever, is the same feeling as being on an airplane. You know, like you can't have a cigarette when you're on an airplane,
yep.
But in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, I've got 4 more hours till I land. I can have it 3 more hours. And you're sitting there, you know that there is the reward at the end. So you're able to like hold off for a little bit until you land.
Oh, no, babe, I smoke on the plane.
No, but like when I was smoking.
I never smoked on a plane in my life.
My boy puts the thing over his head.
Me too, I'm in the blanket. This is me.
Yeah, he puts a blanket over his head.
I'd be so worried about getting on the no-fly list.
Oh, 100%. No, it's very bad to do that.
To me, that's like not even worth it.
Oh, no, it's not worth it at all. But when you get that craving on a flight, yeah, on a 5.5 hour flight, and you
try quitting. Try quitting.
But Matt, what I was saying though is basically you have that in the back of your head, so you know as soon as you land, you're going to be able to have it. You still have that mindset right now that it's still at the end of the road. You haven't fully come to the grip that.
Yes, here's the thing. Trust me, throughout the day, I'm not really craving it. It's sometimes during like when I'm doing routine things like this, which we do once or twice a week, where I used to vape and I love just the crack of the conversation. I wish I had it. I see Zane doing it all the time. And we used to love when there was a bathroom break, you go, I gotta go pee. When you say I gotta go pee,
you wanna salivate.
It's Pavlovian in me to crave the nicotine. But the thing is, like, throughout the day, I'm still fine. But when I have, like, peak moments, I crave it so hard. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I crave it.
You had a routine with it.
I crave it not constantly throughout the day, but 2 or 3 times, it's like a fucking zit popping. It's like, I'm like, I gotta fucking do it, but I can't.
Yeah. Find a new addiction.
Huh?
Find a new addiction.
Sour candies and
sour candies and sodas. He's been doing
a
lot.
The sodas, I Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh my god, that hits like a vape.
Oh yeah,
it hits like a vape. It's insane.
Diet Dr. Pepper. Zane, I'm challenging you now. Are we going to commit to a plan?
Yeah, me and Danielle are literally we're starting day one, January 1st.
Say it to the people.
I'm gonna commit to quitting vaping on January 1st.
Okay.
Very good.
But I'm going to be nice and supportive about it.
I have to,
though.
I have to.
I used to be addicted to hookah.
I would like it if you did, because I...
You were addicted to hookah?
I was addicted to hookah, and, like, I literally just stopped.
Oh, you don't hookah anymore?
I'll only hookah.
What the fuck are you going to do, Susie?
Susie drives my hookah lounge. Just like, you still go to a lounge?
I do it every once in a while, but, like, I don't do it, like, every day like I do.
Yeah.
I'll do it, like, once every, like, 2-3 months. Like, I'll do it, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'll do it, like, if I'm in a public setting, I will do it, like, if I have to, I'll do it. But, like, as far as it goes for, like, every day, I don't do that anymore.
That's good. That,
it's
like,
controlled.
Yeah.
It's controlled.
You are hookahing every day?
Like, every day, every other day, yeah.
Hookah is great. Hookah is, like, the worst thing to smoke, too, because it's so heavy.
And now I'm just, like, I make sure that I never have time to do it. And like I tell myself, my bro, like you're just gonna go spend extra money at like a lounge where you can just save that money and go do something else with it.
Oh, at least it's not something quick and easy. Like you could go buy a puff at like
a gas
station.
Yeah.
A hookah, you gotta like sit. You gotta.
It is a whole setup.
I used to watch The Walking Dead in college with a hookah with my roommate.
Jeez.
We'd be like zombies.
It's such a good pastime activity.
Yeah.
It's a very good pastime activity, but I don't really like hookah like that anymore. more.
I like the whole aesthetic of a hookah.
I do too.
It's fun. It's fun to watch.
Stop, you're gonna make her relapse. Yeah, I think they're cool, man.
Yeah, it
makes hey, it. You guys text me later tonight. You're like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing.
We're doing hookah.
We do a hookah special.
Imagine if we had hoses all right here.
Dude, they would actually be sick. We'd have it built in into the wall.
Are there yo, press a button that comes out
right into the mic, Bubba.
Bro,
oh god,
bro, you guys won't be able to see. This entire place will literally be smoked up.
I think cigar vibe on the podcast would be fun.
I could cigar. Puff. I could puff a cigar.
I don't like cigars.
I've never done a cigar in my life.
Yeah,
it's too.
Our family football game. We like.
It's heavier. Cigar is heavier than a hookah, right? It's just like a.
Yeah, you don't inhale it though.
You just like puff on it, right?
What's the point of that if you're just putting it in your mouth and then blowing it back up?
Flavor.
It's so interesting.
Cigars. Flavor and ritual and vibe.
I want to get into like pipes. I feel like pipes would be cool.
Tobacco?
Like a corn cob.
Wait, you quit nicotine though.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, the hardest thing was getting off of the e-cigarettes. Mm. Like quitting smoking, going to the e-cigarettes like helped. I was like, oh, quitting that was easy. But I then feel like getting off worse. Of it. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I was never addicted to cigarettes. Ever. What's I even told people every day. Every day I was like, I will never get addicted to this shit. Because I would always like,
smoking, you weren't smoking with us?
But like I never had a moment where I was like, I need a cigarette. I would just do it because Heath was doing it outside.
God, I miss those days.
And I remember looking at Heath and like laughing. I'm like, I will never be like you. I will never be addicted to this.
And then the e-cigarette.
And then the e-cigarette came out and it was just like this crazy fucking.
Because it's easy, it's convenient. Fingers.
And it's fruity. Because I don't like the tobacco. Yeah. I like fruit. You know, I like sweet.
You know what the thing is? It does sustain your appetite too.
Yes,
that's
it does.
Another thing. Wait, what flavor do you smoke?
Cotton candy.
I used to smoke cotton candy.
Oh my, what are we, 10?
Our fingers would be looking yellow.
Yellow.
And then I didn't realize it was bad until somebody commented on a YouTube video.
What's on
Matt's finger? And I'm like talking to Zane and my whole finger is yellow. Because Heath and I would sit out there and smoke cigarettes.
But why is it yellow?
Because the smoke would just be sitting there and just
because we would smoke fucking 10 cigarettes like a day.
Oh, Mariah, you should. Well, not you do this, but have someone do this. Have them grab a napkin when they're smoking a cigarette and have them blow through the napkin and look at what's on the napkin.
It's crazy,
fucking insane.
What is it?
Straight like, yellow, dark yellow tar.
Disgusting. Oh wait, yeah. Is that the reason why people's teeth turn yellow too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
but when I saw that like that, mm-hmm. when somebody blew through the napkin, that I
even going through a filter, going into your lungs, coming back out, and that's still what's coming out onto the paper.
That's why this shit kills people. Woo. Like seeing what's on that.
I still want a cigarette.
I still want a cigarette. When
I was at the 1975 concert, Matty Healy was just like on stage. I was like, you motherfucker! Like
thinking about the e-cigarettes, though, the vapes. It's you're literally inhaling like liquid.
Yeah.
And that liquid is sitting in your lungs.
And you know what's scary about those vapes? It hasn't been out that long where they can do a full case study of like how fucked up these vapes are. Yeah. I think they're worse than fucking cigarettes. 100%. I think we're going to find out years down the
road.
Watch
a video of somebody opening up what's inside of a vape, dude.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Dude, I've seen TikToks of it. Like one, they have all that cotton in there and then it becomes plastic. And then as you're inhaling it, it's melted plastic.
Oh, I also heard something online. It said, don't smoke it down to the end where it starts burning. Cause that's literally
like a battery. It tastes weird.
Yeah.
It's battery acid and plastic.
It's burning.
You're going to break it. I think.
No, don't break it. Twist open. Oh no, you can't open those.
Sketchy. if they make it to where you can't open it, something is wrong. Do you have an old one?
Sketchy. I think I have one in my backpack. Yeah, I'll give you it right after.
I want to pop
that's
it open.
So interesting,
Jordan,
though.
Jordan, can you go?
Yeah, horrible, bad. And you know who smokes this publicly all the time, which I think it's crazy that she does? Doja Cat.
Oh,
she has like one of these in her hand all the time. You see in her lives. She's a rock star.
Okay.
It's very surprising seeing somebody hold it public. Like even when you watch like the award shows, she's like hitting the vape at the award show. And I think that's crazy to
see. She's addicted.
But when you're a rock star, isn't it weird that we make exceptions? Like if I was a rock star though, and I was like a Post Malone, hundreds of millions of dollars, just doing great. I don't care if I die from lung cancer at like 65, I lived a great fucking life. I traveled the fucking world. I provided for my friends and family. Like the degree of like the time I spent on Earth, because it's like what
I think it's more like it relieves their stress because their fucking crazy lifestyle. So it's like something that they
correct, but like the idea of like dying,
yeah,
like is like less of a priority because your life has been so full throttle. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
The thing is like someone like that, I'm like, get all the tattoos and like smoke your cigarettes. Like, you're a literal rock star.
Yeah.
Rather like, I know I'm not a rock star and I have to be a dad and like, I have to provide for a family.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Bob?
Sorry if I feel like I'm rambling.
Oh no, you're good.
My bad.
Well, I was going to try to chime in even though like I'm not,
that you're not a smoker. I was never like or an smoker. Addict.
And I don't want people to roll their eyes at me, but I do want to talk to like the 2% of people that are also like me. Like, it is okay to say no.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to sound like one. Like, I've never smoked. I was never interested in it. I will admit, I always thought cigarettes were cool. Seeing people smoke cigarettes, I was like, damn, they look cool. I always wanted like a leather jacket, cigarette. Sexy. It's hot.
What a roller coaster of an episode, huh? We are back and forth. But
it's so weird, like how cool I thought cigarettes and wait, hold on, I want to finish.
No,
I agree.
It's weird how growing up I thought cigars and cigarettes were like those people were cool. My cool cousins did it. Mm-hmm. My parents did it. I was like, wow, they were cool. I didn't give in to peer pressure. I was still like, it's not good for you. Like I knew people that died from it. Like I was just like, you know what? I don't need it, whatever. But then like seeing people smoke a joint or the vape, I just am totally like, they look stupid. I don't know why.
It does look stupid. Like it really does
like,
wow, look.
Yeah, I'm just like, you're so cool. But cigarettes and joints, they look so similar.
When I'm at a restaurant and I see somebody vaping, I'm embarrassed for them. Yeah, it's crazy. I look at them and go, that's fucking embarrassing. Like, and I'm doing this
cigarette loser. Yeah.
It's insane.
You vape when you're getting your haircut?
Yeah. I only do it when I feel like everybody around me is comfortable with it. Okay. I would never do it if I feel like it's an inappropriate place to do it. I won't do it. But like April is fine with it. So.
You hit it on the airplane and blew it towards the pilot.
No,
that's when
you literally did like when we were going to Arizona. You literally hit it, blew it towards the pilot, and you're like, oh my God, I'm on an airplane.
Yeah, oh yeah, I completely forgot. I completely forgot we were on an airplane.
I think that's what triggered him though. I think he was like, this needs to stop because I wasn't thinking.
Remember we were in Alaska, we were walking off the cruise ship and you were like,
oh, that was bad.
And you blew it on like, I swear, a dude with like a toupee and his hair like went up and he was like, what the hell? And I was like, Zane. Like,
you blew it right onto him.
I remember that shit like it was yesterday.
What were we vaping back then?
Probably Juuls.
Guys, it was a Juuls. I got this one open.
Oh, it looks like my chapstick.
Oh my God.
What am I looking at?
This is disgusting.
This is the cotton
it's
that
cotton
holds.
And it's flavored the cotton. Inner,
the inner
flavored
nipple.
Cotton?
Oh my God.
Wait, explain layer by layer.
So this is the battery down here and the juice is sitting into the battery, which is not supposed to happen.
Fucked up, bro.
So this, and then, I'm going to throw up.
Who thinks of this?
So the battery, when you hit it, turns on and it basically like heats this up.
How does this happen in one second? Oh my God. Is it just sitting
on the battery. Look at this.
Show it to Zane. Let Zane see that up close.
Let the camera see it too.
That's disgusting.
That's what you've been hitting this whole time, Zane.
How does that happen in one second?
Put your mouth on that and smoke it because you don't need the case.
I feel like we're like an MTV PSA commercial. Welcome to Crazy World.
What's inside?
Wow, that is crazy.
What's inside?
They put it in this cute
little case.
Cute little capsule.
Look how cute that is, but look how fucking.
Like, would you put your mouth on that and just hit it?
They should make transparent cases.
They should make it look like this.
Clear.
You know how, remember,
that should be the law.
Yeah.
You know how in Europe the cigarette boxes have like what your insides look like? They should make them transparent. Less people would buy them.
I would never, if I had to smoke it like this, I would never do it again.
Because it's a reminder. They should start a movement.
It needs to be
this,
clear.
I think this should be law. Like, if make vape, sure, but you have to show what the fuck's inside it like
that.
Yeah. Can I say with something weird?
Yeah.
I got
get rid of it.
It kind of looks like sponge cake a little bit. It looks like sushi.
That's crazy.
Dude, that's with all bad. The electronics, honestly, the thought, liquid in the electronics,
it's that's sitting disgusting. On the wires.
That looks like poison.
It looks like it was made in a garage. Like it looks like a homemade vape.
Show Susie that.
It looks like your kid came home with a project.
It's like a bomb.
Heath, I thought it looked much more like, presentable, what's the word? Like professional, like
what's
a more,
shit in the middle?
What's
is
the word?
Like put together.
Is it more, all like, a battery? Yeah.
That's the battery right there.
I cannot believe there's a battery.
I'm going to try to take the battery out.
Not the wires.
Not the wires.
Dude, the
in
liquid
the
might get on. Yeah, make bro, sure the liquid yeah, doesn't you get don't on
want
your
that
pants.
You don't want that shit on your fucking jeans.
Look at that. On
Zane's like.
Wow. Unbelievable. Wow. It's like a tampon.
Yeah. Oh
my God.
And then the wires are running down into that.
It reminds me when we went to BC, went to Broward College, uh-huh. And we had a class where somebody was doing a project about smoking and like lung cancer. And I remember this older lady. Because our classes, it's all ages. You have people that are like 21, you have people that are like 80, like all in one classroom. And I remember us leaving right after that. You guys aren't looking at me.
I know, sorry.
As soon as we left that class, it was the last presentation.
Wait,
he goes, whoa, that just stressed me out.
Come on.
And we about fucking died. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in
Forget
my life.
Forget sleeping with your phone. This thing is worse. You're putting That's this crazy. In your body.
I'm waiting to see what comes out about the cell phones, though. That's got, oh, God.
Oh, like sleeping next to it?
Having it in your pocket,
testicles.
Just sitting there.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah.
Just being on your person.
I like
that
to
is pretty crazy.
That it
Radiation.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild. Like that
you
is a big piece of machine.
You put your phone right next to you?
I never
I put it
did.
on a
drawer. The nightstand.
Oh yeah, on a nightstand. But there's people that put it like right next to them.
Right, like on the mattress.
Yes, right by their pillow.
Like they lost a tooth.
Yeah.
For 15 hours a day though.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you put it on the dresser for a couple hours while you're sleeping?
Yeah, but there's
still
people.
Yeah, it's a little detox.
Yeah.
I feel like we should not be charging our phones when we go to sleep, right?
What?
There's
I feel like we shouldn't
that.
Be charging our phones when we go. I think we should be turning off our phones before we go to sleep.
Probably.
Like,
but how are we gonna get a wake up in the morning?
Get a rooster.
Get a rooster.
I'm trying to do the phone detox right now. I got the I got it set up in black and white. Let me see. To try to keep you from looking at it.
Oh, let me see.
Wow.
I deleted.
Oh wait,
deleted like all my apps.
Oh, this would drive me up a wall. I'd throw my phone.
Yeah,
it's working.
Sorry.
I haven't like scrolled on Instagram to like watch anything. I haven't been on TikTok all day.
This,
I just like
this is
it
good.
Makes you not want to look at it, right?
Like imagine a baby seeing all their toys in black and white.
Look at that.
Yeah.
They'd play with
I know,
nothing.
I saw.
Nothing.
Yeah, it just, like, I wouldn't feels, be able to.
That's really good. Is it working?
Yeah. How'd you put it on black and white?
There's like
there
a setting.
Option?
Yeah.
Heath, it makes you feel like you're in the 1940s.
Charlie Chaplin.
I just want to get rid of it.
Get a flip phone.
I've been thinking
I wish
about
we could
it.
All get rid of our phones together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be left out and not have a phone. Everybody's on their phones. I want everybody to toss their phones. I'd like that. I'd be down for that.
And then if we
want
to go out, we have to ask each other a week in advance.
Yeah.
And you have to write it on your calendar.
Oh, and the landline. Oh, that would imagine how landline. You call somebody. All right, I'll be at your house in 30, but something happens and you're in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And
I feel like we shouldn't be constantly communicating with everybody at the like all every hour of the day.
Oh, I need my FaceTime. I love my FaceTime.
Who do you FaceTime?
I don't communicate through like text. Right? Like I need FaceTime. I like FaceTiming people whenever.
Zane will leave you hanging though. Like Zane, he'll be like, "Hey, what's up?"
Put phone down. Yeah. And he's not doing anything.
He's like, "Okay, so answer this question that I need." All right, cool. And you're like are we good?
On
like,
FaceTime?
Is this the information you needed? Hold on.
He just likes the thought of somebody there. You
I like
know
I like
talking.
Hanging with people. Oh, on
my
FaceTime.
Brother's like that too.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'm like that too. Like I was just like. Whatever. Yeah.
But what's weird is I think our group FaceTimes a lot, but when I try to FaceTime like my friends from like
back home,
they're like,
why are you looking at me?
Hello? Like, hello? Hi. Don't need
Can you see me?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
I know.
It's like the side of Zane's toilet. We're like, all right, whatever. Sorry, I can't see you.
I just think it's just, thinking about a time where like, if something happened, you couldn't let someone know. If you were on a flight and it got delayed.
You couldn't let them. You couldn't let. That's it's
I
wild.
I mean, it was a different time.
There's one with the sidekick.
Yes.
Matt had one. I still have one.
I have a sidekick too. Well, my parents would never get me a sidekick too because the sidekick too was only on T-Mobile. And then we were on Verizon. But then as an adult, I realized I can buy a fucking sidekick. Just not to like, just to have at my desk fidget with and just to be like,
yeah,
I
it's own a it. Great thing to fidget with.
They made the sidekick. Well, there was a Sidekick 1, Sidekick 2, Sidekick 3 that had a little scroller ball. Then the Sidekick LX, where it was like that one was actually a touch screen. And then they made the Sidekick ID. They got rid of the camera. Wow. And it was like the one with like the colorful bumpers and stuff. It was like for kids.
Wow. Yeah. It was a kid's phone. Yeah. They got rid of the cameras. Interesting.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is
phones were like cars.
I like making kids' phones have no cameras on it.
Yeah. They should. That's really smart. Have an iPhone.
Yeah, but then your kids going to go to a sleepover and they're like, they were all making TikToks, but I couldn't make one. Too bad.
And just knowing what I see on TikTok.
Forget
about it. My kid is not.
Kids should not have social media.
100%.
They don't need it.
I think what Kim Kardashian does with North, in that they turn off the comments and that they're able to make videos together, I think is harmless.
But it's through my phone. Like you want to make if you want to do a YouTube video or something,
yeah.
I'll be there. We could do it together. I can help you out. We could post it. But like you're not getting access from there.
Yeah.
Like
I'll be a fun dad if my kids want to fucking
like they're not do getting
they
to
should,
see.
Yeah, no, they should not be able to like. Just scroll through the feed and like see the stuff that's on the internet.
Absolutely not.
Like,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
I'm glad we all have our head on ourselves when it comes to like, you know, parenting when we have kids.
But I don't want my kid to feel like weirdly like left out on like.
It's better. The thing is that you can help them get through that. I think it's better that than having them see all that shit. And then
I'm not
it's
a
so
pushover parent,
so
but I do want my kids to
people
be.
People are going
to
say like they're going to sneak around anyway. All right, let them sneak around and learn their own lessons.
Exactly.
I don't want to know about it, but in my house, like these are my rules.
Exactly.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine being like 8, 9, 10, scrolling through TikTok, seeing the stuff that like
is on there or
Instagram, like, or just access to the internet. Just being able to sit there and Google whatever. No.
Yeah, learn real life situations. Like I would rather them get into a street fight than be scrolling on TikTok.
Yeah.
100%.
I have to go return this car right now.
I have to go to Whole Foods.
But we'll hang out without you.
We're at one what? All right, guys, thank you so much again for tuning in to another Zanny Heath Unfiltered episode. Thank you, Susie, so much for taking the time to be here today.
We're proud
of you.
Thank you.
Especially after that.
You're an inspiration.
Pound Town.
Actually, thank you. Yeah. I'm serious.
I appreciate that.
Susie, fucking proud of you.
Thank you.
You did shit that I couldn't even, wouldn't even have the courage to do.
We're all really
and
proud
I
of
love
you.
I gotta say, sorry, I'm like now reflecting on it. It's so fucking cool that like I knew a fighter and someone entering a ring. Because a lot of my friends.
It's all about math.
I know a fighter.
He's like, I'm so proud of you, but.
No, I had friends who were messaging me and replying back to my stories being like, you know her? Like, you know someone who's like fighting? They thought it was cool. I know that person. Come on. Fight for it.
I know that
you
person.
Gave us that memory. You gave us that experience.
Good.
And I'm forever grateful.
I'm not going to lie. You look kind of sexy out there in the ring.
Yeah. Dave was like, I know she lost, but I'm a little too.
Yeah. Nervous. I was like biting my lip and shit. You know
what I mean? All right. We'll talk after the podcast.
Anyways.
Go follow Susie.
Yeah. Go follow Susie on everything. Go follow her on the,
all the socials.
I was going to come up with a joke and it like didn't land in my head. So I stopped. Okay. Yeah, we're good, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you guys. Merry Christmas Eve. Sorry,
this is.
I'm actually kind of glad it's on a. It doesn't look too Christmassy because now you can watch this anytime.
Yeah, right.
Like it's not.
Or listen to it.
I feel like people don't like to watch Christmas stuff when it's not Christmas. So it's that's like the pro to
have a holly jolly Christmas.
Demonetized.
All right, guys.
I sound so much like Michael Bublé.
All right, we love you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.